This is a News Buzz edition of Rivet River from Iowa Public Radio News. We have a lot of news to get through in this course of this hour. And coming up next, Iowans that run confined animal feeding operations, sometimes called CAFOs, will need to follow new rules enacted by the Iowa's Environmental Protection Commissioner's decision to make some new rule changes for operations that have roofs. The Iowa legislature asked that the commission make the new rules, and it comes after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has been encouraging states to do so. And this change is also a condition of a work plan agreement between the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and the EPA that was signed almost a year ago. The rules require facilities to have a federal permit to discharge in waterways. They must get a National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit. And they also need to meet federal design, construction, and monitoring standards. Well, joining us to talk through the rules and what's happening in surrounding states, Karen Florney is Water Division Director at Region 7 of the EPA, and she joins us now. Thank you for being here.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the opportunity.
I'm glad to have you on, and we should say Region 7 of the EPA covers what states?
Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska.
What has the EPA been asking states to do?
Well, the for many years, there have been rules for concentrated animal feeding operations, and in the early 2000s, the EPA issued some updated rules, which then we got sued on. We had to modify the rules. Then we had another lawsuit. So we've been through quite a process to get the final updated regulations in place. So Iowa, like many other states around the country, are in the process of updating their regulations to match the federal regulations.
And so when we talk about the work plan that was an agreement between the Iowa DNR and the EPA, what exactly was that?
Okay, the work plan agreement resulted from a petition that the agency received in 2007. Three organizations, the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, the Environmental Integrity Project, and the Sierra Club, petitioned EPA alleging that the Iowa Department of Natural Resources CAFO permitting program did not meet the requirements of the Clean Water Act. So if the program truly did not meet those requirements, then their authorization to run that program would fall back to EPA if the petition was granted. What EPA did was conducted an evaluation of the IDNR program. We issued a report in July of 2012, and of the 31 allegations contained in the petition, all but five had been addressed by IDNR. So the work plan that was signed by IDNR, Chuck Gipp, and our director, Carl Brooks, in September of 2013, really focused on those remaining items that our evaluation found that IDNR could improve their program, and that focused on some of the areas identified in the petition.
And one of those five was too much manure going into waterways, I guess?
Well, one of the five was to update their regulations, which was the action that the Environmental Protection Commission took on August 19th.
Tell us what exactly Iowa has done now. What are the new rules in place?
Well, these rules focus on confinements, operations where the animals are under roof. And it was the last piece of updated regulations that IDNR needed to put in place. They had already put in place the updated regulations for open feedlots. This would focus and be applicable only to a confinement facility, that would discharge to water. So if a confinement is not discharging to water, then they do not need a permit.
And do we know how many do discharge and how many don't?
No, that's part of what IDNR is determining under the work plan, is evaluating the facilities to determine whether or not they would need a permit.
And those that don't discharge to water, I imagine using manure as fertilizer?
Yes. Many facilities, both open lots and confinements, do use manure as fertilizer.
So do these rules look the way that you expected them to look in Iowa?
Yes, they do. They adopted or passed the rules that are exactly like the federal rules. and we had worked with IDNR beforehand. We knew that's what they were going to do. So those rules then obviously meet our requirements.
They meet your requirements, but were you hoping do they do enough? I mean, in your eyes, they meet a standard, but as far as how can you characterize that?
Well, they met what the Clean Water Act requires, the same rules that we would implement or that we do implement if we are taking an action at a facility or evaluating a facility. States certainly have the opportunity to implement more stringent regulations, but they have met what the Clean Water Act requires. In order to maintain operation of the program and be the organization that issues the permits, they need to meet those minimum requirements. They can't have less. They can have more, but we cannot require them to have anything more stringent than the Clean Water Act.
Right. Well, characterize the rest of Region 7. Your region includes Kansas, where you are, Nebraska, Missouri, and, of course, Iowa. So what's happening in those other states?
Well, in all of the states, each state's animal feeding operation program is a little bit different, so it's not really easy to compare and contrast. But all the state programs, the states issue permits, they have regulations that meet the federal regulations, and they do inspections and enforcement. So from that standpoint, all of the programs are similar. There may be additional aspects of a state program that any of them have put in place that could be a little bit different, so I can't speak to those.
But can you speak to Iowa's water quality itself as compared to those states?
Well, from an overall water quality perspective, what I would tell you is in the last 30 to 40 years across the country, water quality has improved significantly. There's still certainly more work to be done in every state, but we have much cleaner waters now than we did in the past. So each state assesses their waters. They evaluate them to see what levels of pollutants are in the water. They compare those levels of pollutants to their state criteria. The criteria is based on whether that water is used for swimming, irrigation, recreation, whatever the use may be. And then they evaluate that information about the water against those criteria and determine whether or not additional work needs to be done in the watershed to improve the water quality of that water body. So every state does that on an ongoing basis. And Iowa, like all of the states, do that. Their list could have more or less waters than another state, but it doesn't necessarily mean that their water quality is any better or any worse, simply because it is very much an ongoing process. What I would say is Iowa, as you all know, has been working very diligently on their nutrient reduction strategy. They were one of the first states in the Mississippi River Basin to put a strategy in place that addresses both point sources, wastewater treatment plants, and non-point sources. So there's a tremendous amount of work going on in the state now to address excess nutrients in waters, which certainly has the ability to impact water quality, for example, the Des Moines water supply, which we hear about frequently in the news. So that effort is underway, and that's very important to the overall goal of improving and maintaining water quality in Iowa.
Okay, well, we are out of time, so very quickly, you have any coming up big priorities related to water quality or regulation in Iowa? What's next?
Well, what's really next is implementation of the nutrient strategy, and IDNR will be continuing to work on this work plan we talked about related to their CAFO permitting program. So those are two big priorities in Iowa right now as it relates to water.
Okay. Karen Flournoy, Water Division Director at Region 7 of the EPA, Karen Flournoy. Thank you for talking with us today.
Okay. Thank you very much.